Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Ina Garten, the Barefoot Contessa. Welcome to the audio podcast of my show, Be My Guest. I've invited some really interesting people to visit me. Some are old friends and some are new friends. We'll share stories that will hopefully amuse and inspire you. And you're invited too. How fun is that? I love to invite interesting people to my house for good food, great conversation, and lots of fun.
The incredible actress Laura Linney, famous for movies and TV shows such as Love Actually, Mystic River, The Truman Show, and Ozark, is joining me for an amazing day at the barn.
I have been invited to spend the day with Ina Garten, and I can't believe it.
I'm welcoming her with a delicious blueberry ricotta breakfast cake. She's sharing lots of stories, including her stage fright.
Do you, like, have just sheer terror when you went on every day?
And oh, then, I threw up almost every night.
And her Southern heritage.
Well, isn't that an interesting shirt you have on?
Then we're hitting the kitchen.
Cooking in the kitchen with Ina.
I'm showing her how to make my Southern roasted shrimp boil.
It's right fancy and it's real easy.
Then we're heading out to Sag Harbor for a top-down ride and a visit to one of my favorite antique stores.
You got a good feeling?
I got a good feeling about this one.
Be my guest.
Well, with pleasure. With pleasure, pleasure, pleasure.
Wonderful.
I can't tell you how long I've admired Laura Linney. I can't believe she's coming today. It's going to be so much fun. I thought to welcome her, it'd be nice to make a blueberry ricotta cake. It's kind of a breakfast cake. Very simple, but so good. And I'm going to start with 10 tablespoons of butter, room temperature butter, 1 cup of sugar. Everybody who makes this cake can't believe how easy it is to make. I'm just going to cream them together for about 3 minutes, just until it's light and fluffy. And while that happens, let me tell you about Laura. She's amazing.
Laura Linney is one of the greatest stage and screen actors of all time, famous for so many iconic and varied roles. Born in New York City, after Laura's parents were divorced, she was raised by her mom, a cancer nurse, and got the acting bug from her dad, the playwright Romulus Linney, by spending time with him backstage. She went to college at Brown University, followed by Juilliard, the famous music, dance, and drama school. She's played amazing, complex characters, won so many prestigious awards, from Golden Globes to Primetime Emmys, and has also been nominated for Oscars and Tonys. She starred on stage in Little Foxes in the Crucible and on screen in seminal movies like The Truman Show, Mystic River, and legendary TV shows from The Big C to Ozark. Married to Mark Scheuer, she's a mom and lives in New York City. She's the real deal when it comes to actors who love acting. And she's also my dream guest.
Isn't it amazing the range of things Laura's done? I can't wait to talk to her. Okay, so the butter and sugar are creamed. I'm going to put in 3 eggs, one at a time. I just want to let each egg get incorporated. This cake is so delicious. It's got fresh blueberries in it. It's got a little bit of lemon in it. It's just delicious. So easy to make and so good. I call it a breakfast cake because it's actually good for breakfast. I mean, you need dessert for breakfast, right? But it's really good any time of the day. Okay, now I'm going to add all the rest of the wet ingredients.
So next, I add whole milk ricotta and sour cream, then vanilla extract, lemon zest, and mix everything together. Then with a mixer on low, I'll slowly add in the dry ingredients. Combination of all-purpose flour, baking powder, and kosher salt. Finally, I'll add blueberries to the batter and fold them in. Then transfer the batter to a greased and floured springform pan and smooth the top.
Okay, last thing to do, I saved about 4 ounces of blueberries. I'm just going to scatter them on the top. That way everybody knows it's blueberry cake. Okay, into the oven, 350 degrees for 45 to 55 minutes, just until a toothpick comes out clean.
So I'm on my way to Ina's. I cannot wait to find out what is in store for me today. I know we're cooking. I'm sure we'll be cooking. I'm sure we'll be talking. But I just can't believe it. And I am, in case I haven't said it before, I'm very excited, in case you couldn't tell.
Okay, the cake sat for about 15 minutes. It's still warm. I'm just going to take it out of the pan. A little bit of confectioner sugar on top, just lightly. I love to serve this cake just a little bit warm. I'm so looking forward to this day. It's going to be so much fun. Perfect. All ready for Laura.
Hello.
She's here.
How are you?
I'm so really
excited
good.
To see you.
Hi.
How fun is this?
Oh, my God. Welcome to the barn.
Thank you. Oh, my God. Oh, come on.
Thank you.
It's even more gorgeous in person. You don't think that's possible, and yet it is. Wow.
Thank you. So I made you a blueberry ricotta breakfast cake. How's that?
Doesn't it smell great?
It smells great.
Oh, my goodness. It smells so good.
It's really moist, and it's got a little bit of lemon in it. Mm. Give it lots of flavor. Does that sound good?
Thank you so
much. That's
for
you. So, are you a cook?
Kind of. I started late.
Yeah?
So, I've been trying.
What made you decide to start?
I just wanted to be able to feed myself. Yeah. I think, really, I got tired of eating stuff. And I love cookbooks.
You do?
I love them.
Yeah.
I read them at night. Yeah, I find it very comforting.
Is that what you take into bed with you?
It is.
Isn't that sweet?
It is, because, you know, it's short. You can read one recipe.
Yeah.
So I love reading cookbooks. I read the cookbooks more than I actually cook.
Well, I think we're kind of mental cooks sometimes, right?
Yeah, and I sort of buy them obsessively.
I don't do that. And I have so many cookbooks.
And then I decided to actually try it. Mm.
Oh, come on.
Not bad, right?
Come on.
If I do say so myself. Are you good?
Mm.
We have some coffee?
Mm. How do you like? Do you like milk and sugar?
Very white.
Very white.
I have a little
help yourself.
Coffee with my milk.
So you grew up in New York City, didn't you?
I did.
But I think you describe yourself as a Southern girl.
Well, my whole family is from the South, so I'm the one Yankee.
Is that right?
I am the only Yankee in the history of my family. My parents both had real Southern accents.
Oh.
And I love my Southern heritage. I do.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
You know, it is.
It's very becoming on you.
Well, thank you. When I get tired, the vowels get longer and longer.
So I have so much I want to talk to you about.
Oh, good.
Come sit here.
Absolutely.
Perfect. Oh, what a great day. I'm totally astonished by how many roles you've played. But you never choose easy ones, do you?
I guess not.
Do you know, are you attracted to really difficult, complicated people with difficult choices?
I guess I must be on some level, because when you read a script, if my actor brain turns on while I'm reading it, if I start working on the script before I finished it, then I know I have to pay attention to it. And there's something in there that is... I think the way you read a recipe,
I love that description, because I can totally relate to that.
Yeah, I would think it would be the way, if you read a recipe and you start tasting things, mm-hmm. or you're like unusual combinations put together, you're like, oh, that would be interesting. Mm-hmm. And I sort of do the same thing. Mm. When it sort of comes up off the page a little bit, and you think, God, that's that. I'm attracted to that because I grew up in the theater. Mm-hmm. My father was a playwright. Mm-hmm. So when I read a script, I want to feel that I can be as intimate with that script as I am with my father's work. Mm. Because I grew up with those plays, his plays. They're sort of like siblings to me. I know them all really well, like in my bones. I know why he wrote them. I know when he wrote them. I know what was going on. Those characters are very real to me, all mm-hmm. of his characters. So I hope to get to have the same familiar feeling mm-hmm. with the scripts that I work on that I do with his stuff.
Isn't that interesting?
You know?
Laura's had an amazing career, but it hasn't always been clear sailing. In 1992, 2 years after graduating from Juilliard, she faced her most challenging Broadway role in the Chekhov play, The Seagull.
I played Nina in The Seagull, a role everybody dreams to play on Broadway. A lot of times things just don't work. And when they don't work, they don't work.
So what did you do?
I called in Joanne Woodward.
Yeah. Who you worked with right out of drama school, right?
Yes. And she was a mentor of mine, and I trusted her completely. And
But how smart. You asked somebody to sit in the audience and see the whole production.
And I said, listen, this is rough. This is not good. Like, I need help.
Yeah.
And she basically said to me, there's nothing you can do.
Yeah.
And she was like, just don't squander your time. I was like, okay.
So she released you from having to feel that you needed fix it.
And I really thought she was going to give me some pearl of wisdom that would make it all okay. I mean, I really did.
But she did.
And she did. It wasn't what I wanted to hear.
Yeah.
She basically said, you are sunk. You are stuck. You are sunk. It is terrible. You're right. And so what I did is I would be like, okay. I'm going to be on stage in agony for the next 2.5 hours. So what I decided to do was I gave myself a task every night, just one thing.
Yeah.
And one
just
night.
Just to focus?
Yeah, just to focus. Yeah. And to see how it would change everything around me. So one night I pretended my eyelashes were out to there. One day I pretended my ears were huge. And, you know, it would make me turn around. It would make me look differently. You know? I would just give
That's
myself
hilarious.
Like crazy things. And I had nothing to lose. I mean, everyone was walking out anyway. I mean, it was just, it was so painful. It was so painfully bad. It was so painfully bad. But I think
when it works.
When it works, it's
so wonderful.
I mean,
when
it
works, there's just nothing better. There's nothing better.
Laura has played a lot of very versatile characters, including co-star in Netflix dark crime drama Ozark, about a couple who move their family to the Ozarks and get involved in laundering money for a Mexican drug cartel.
How do you make her somebody that's really bad, and yet you want to watch her, you want to keep watching her over and over again?
You don't play her to be bad. I played her to survive.
To survive, that's it.
That for
so
her,
you're rooting for her survival.
Yeah, she just I wants, see. and it's not just about her, it's about her family. Mm-hmm. You know, and she loses her way. Mm-hmm. I mean,
oh, clearly.
She, you know, she is not a good parent. She is not a good person during that. She is unethical. She is ruthless. But there's a primal survival thing mm-hmm. and a pride thing and an ego thing.
And that's what people connect with.
Yeah.
That's very interesting. Yeah. So that's why you want to keep watching it.
Yeah. The fun thing about playing her is just how reactive she was.
Yeah.
I'm not that way. And like, I tend to fall into myself a little bit and get quiet. I just loved being so responsive to things, like not thinking, just jumping, like just impulsive in a way that I'm not.
Yeah, I'm not either.
And
I overthink everything.
Oh, sure.
I mean, for me to like yell at somebody, I just can't even imagine doing it.
But when I do yell, it doesn't happen very often.
They pay attention.
But when I do lose it, which I do occasionally, it takes a lot to get me there. But when I lose it, I do lose it.
Yeah. Well, good. That's good to know.
Be careful.
Oh, my God.
Watch out.
You know, one of the things I find about myself is I really like working scared.
Are you an adrenaline junkie?
Yeah, that's it. That's exactly what I came
Do you
from.
Like roller coasters?
No, I don't like roller coasters.
There's a thing with fear, and particularly this happens in the theater when you really have cause to be scared. you get to a place of fear or exhaustion, actually, where you just let go.
Oh.
And you just sort of have faith that something is going to pull you through.
Wow.
You know, so when you're scared, you there's a survival technique that
that kicks in. Well, I can't imagine anything scarier than My Name is Lucy Barton, which you did on the stage.
I agree with you.
Am I right? Is that the scariest thing you ever
That's
did?
That's the scariest thing I've ever done.
Am I right that it was a 37-page monologue?
Yes, it
was. Are you on the stage all by yourself?
The entire time.
Lucy Barton was a one-woman adaptation of Elizabeth Strout's mother-daughter novel about a hospitalized woman who reunites with her estranged mother.
I talked for an hour and a half.
Oh, my
God. Without stopping.
Would you, like, have just sheer terror when you went on every day? And
I threw up almost every night. What I realized, what would help me was if I came up with images for every section. So I had in my mind images for the whole hour and a half. So what would happen is that when I would lose my spot, the image would come up of what I was talking about next in my mind. So I realized that the visualization that I had created would help, would lead me through.
Fascinating. So wow. Can we talk about the famous Lenny smile?
Oh, sure.
Which
is
can be everything. As somebody, have you ever heard that before?
No.
You have a way of projecting warmth and love, and somebody described it as an apple pie smile. And you have the way of projecting with a smile. Evil, very
danger.
Exactly.
Don't mess with me.
Do you do that deliberately, or just come naturally?
In some ways, it's a Southern thing.
Ah,
you know those women who talk like that. Hey, how you? Well, isn't that an interesting shirt you have on? Isn't that lovely? Oh, I see you. You've changed your hair color. Isn't that nice? That's an unusual color, isn't it? You know,
isn't that interesting?
You know, I grew up around some of those women, so I think probably it might reach back to that.
In The Big C, you play a woman whose life is turned upside down when she finds out that she's diagnosed with cancer. How'd you develop her?
It really wasn't about her. It was about the challenge of setting that storyline within a comedic context. So for me, that's what drew me to the project.
Yeah.
When your life is threatened, what do you hang on to? And comedy, to me, is always a survival technique. So The Big C for me was really about when your life is threatened, what absurd things happen, which they always seem to do when you're in the midst of chaos. And my own father passed away while I was making that series of lung cancer. And there were things... were just insane things that happened while he was in the hospital. And if I ever doubted the premise of the story, it was all confirmed.
Oh, really?
Going through
it was
his
kind of gallows humor at some point.
God. Yeah, he was in a hospital bed that didn't. They were moving him from one room to the next, and he was coming out of an operation. He wasn't all there, and he was only speaking in an archaic Appalachian accent.
Which he didn't normally
have. He was pretending
have.
He was boxing. And we were moving him from one, I don't think he would mind my telling the story, we were moving him from one area to the next, and the bed didn't fit in the elevator.
Oh.
So then the elevator door was closing, and we had to go through the lobby of the hotel where there was a Christmas party happening.
Oh, no.
So Santa Claus was saying, ho, ho, ho. My father was boxing and talking in an archaic. We're running this enormous bed through the, it was... So
it grounded that performance. You knew
it
wasn't made up.
This is not so far-fetched.
So what do you do to unwind?
No, at the moment, I have a dog now that Santa Claus brought for my son. He's adorable. And walking him in the country is a really good thing for me.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Isn't that great? I'd love to talk to you about Love Actually. I just
I'm
adore it. And
for it.
I absolutely reject anybody that says it's sentimental, because what it does is it takes something really important, love, and it just turns it around and looks at it from every angle. Mm-hmm. Unrequited love, disappointed love, happy love.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just all of it.
I think everyone can find one
at
thread
least,
of that.
At least
that
one.
They
that they
that
felt.
That they have experienced.
Yeah. Exactly.
Or that they've witnessed, or that they long for. Yeah. So it attaches to people. There's a lot in that movie.
There's a lot in there. Exactly. So set the scene. You're walking into your apartment.
Yes.
With this gorgeous Brazilian actor.
Yes,
is
I
it
am.
Rodrigo?
You Santoro. Yes, I am.
You are.
Continue. Yes.
You walk in and you're just very calm
there.
And cool.
I am.
And then you say, just a minute.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you go around the corner.
But, oh, she does a Snoopy dance. Basically is what she turns into Snoopy for a second. You know.
That's so
you
funny.
Know?
I didn't know that's what it
she
was.
She does like a Snoopy dance. Yeah.
But what was so gorgeous about it is what you do all the time is that as you came in the outside, but what you showed us was the inside.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just absolutely fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
And you do that in every role. I mean, every time you do a role, you see the outside, but the audience feels the inside.
I hope
and
so.
That's,
thank
yeah,
you.
Well,
I hope
I'm
so.
Here to tell you if
well,
that's
thank
true.
You. Thank you. Thank you. I hope so.
So what do you love to eat when you're working?
Popcorn. Popcorn. That's great. Popcorn.
And it's always available.
You know, I do not have the greatest diet. I'm the first one to admit that. I have a real, like, 12-year-old diet a lot of the time. I'm much better than I used to be. But to my own devices, unless I'm really mindful about it, I reach for all the wrong stuff.
And when popcorn's you're working, not bad for you.
Yeah, but I like it, you know, drenched in cheese.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
So what's your favorite comfort food?
Oh,
like you're having a really bad day and the play's not going well and you come home at night.
Grits.
Grits, isn't that interesting?
Shrimp and
That's
grits.
That's great.
Shrimp and grits and bacon.
Can't take the Southern out
grits.
Of the girl.
No, I had grits right? every morning growing up.
Really?
Yeah, my mother made me grits almost every morning.
Wow.
And there is something very Proustian and primal and comforting and cream corn.
Do you like to have dinner parties?
I'm a little out of practice, but small. And then I do enjoy it. And then you curate it, you plan it.
So when I'm doing a dinner party, the one thing I always do is I make something I've made many times before.
Right.
Because the last thing I need is the stress of
because you're smart.
Is going to come out.
Because you're a smart person.
What do you do? Do you go to like Gourmet magazine?
You must have a sense of self-care. I don't.
What do you do?
There are a few things that I have made over and over again. There's a lamb tagine, which I've made a lot.
Yeah.
Which is really good. There's a pork chop and cherry sauce.
Ooh, that sounds good.
That's very, very good.
Yeah.
And there are a few. There's some pasta dishes that I make that are easy and fun to do. But I tend to find something that looks shiny and pretty in a cookbook. I'm like, well, I'll try that. But I do something that isn't too... Every once in a while, I'll go crazy, hog wild, and do something.
Like, what's the craziest thing you've ever cooked?
I did some, like, rack of thing with the bones and the meat, and it sat in a dish of vegetables I'd never heard of, and then there was a braising and then a searing. I didn't know what I was doing. I had no idea. And, you know, of course, it wasn't ready, and it looked like the thing from the Flintstones. I mean, it was enormous, this enormous thing. And, of course, it didn't cook, and, you know, it had to go, you cut it, and then it's raw in the middle, like so raw. And then it's got to go back in the oven, and you've got to, you know, tap dance for your guests and say, I'm so sorry. I have some cheese popcorn, you know. I mean, you sort of, you know, get through until, you know, everybody understands where you are.
Now you know why I take all my recipes and we test them over
and over again.
Sure. And I give them to somebody who's not a good cook and watch them make it. And then I give it to somebody who's a very good cook. Would you like to come test recipes?
I'll be a test cook for you. Absolutely.
That'll be fun.
I'll be a test cook. I'd love to do that. Absolutely.
So I think we should cook together.
Oh, it's so exciting.
I chose a classic Southern recipe that I do slightly differently.
Okay.
I'll see if you think it's interesting.
Oh, I can't wait.
It's based on the Southern shrimp boil, but I do it in the oven.
Oh.
Does that sound interesting?
So I, too, can do it at home.
You, too, can do it at home.
Excellent.
Let's go cook.
I can't wait. Okay. Great.
Okay, you ready to start cooking?
I am.
So what happens with this is it's got layers. First the potatoes cook, and then the corn, and then the shrimp, and the kielbasa, right. And all those layers together. So delicious. Instead of a big pot of boiling water with all this stuff in
it.
It just has so much more flavor this way.
So do you put them in individually?
Individually.
In the oven? Oh,
so,
I see. So
exactly.
You start with
so
the potatoes
go in.
They don't need to be. They've already been lovely.
Yeah, they've been cut. And then I'm going to add some olive oil, about a tablespoon and a half.
Now, better for them to be up or down?
They're going to end up down, but we're going to toss them first. And then this is the seasoning. This is Old Bay seasoning, which is really critical. It's like celery salt, paprika, and some other spices. I actually use it in my crab cakes. About a teaspoon and a half. Okay. And then lots of salt and pepper. Mm-hmm. Are you in charge of salt and pepper?
Sure, we'll hear.
Oh,
I will hold for the expert.
Okay. I think salt and pepper are the most misused seasonings. Underused. Yeah, exactly. All right, I'm going in. You want to watch this?
Do it
with my hands.
Oh, yeah, do it.
I always say clean hands are a cook's best tool. They're never lost in the drawer. Okay, so now I'm going to cut side down. I love when you get messy and cooking.
Oh, no,
it's like
good.
Gardening, right? So it's going to go in a really hot oven for about 10 minutes.
Okay,
right in. Really hot. And that's going to cook for 10 minutes.
Okay.
And in the meantime, we're going to prep the next thing.
All right.
Which is corn.
Okay.
How's that? You want
to... All right. Corn's going to go flying. We're taking
no,
the
it's going to
off?
Be easier than that.
No, we're just going to cut
it in pieces, just that. Straight across.
Whoa. Like about like that?
Exactly.
Just about 2 inches?
Like 2 inches. Perfect. So I like roasting things. I think it's just great because it's so simple.
Well, I need help.
Uh-oh.
I need help with roasting.
Okay, good.
I try to roast, and I know everybody says it's so easy that you just put it in the oven. It doesn't roast. It all steams, and then it just goes bleh.
If you put too much in a roasting pan, if there isn't air in between,
right,
then it steams.
What temperature, what's the range of temperature that you can use for roasting?
350 is low, 450 is high, something in between.
So like 4 is
ideal? So like
is
this
ideal?
Is 425.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, now the corn goes into a bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Let's put it all in. And we're going to season that too. This has a lot of seasoning in it. So we need about a tablespoon and a half of olive oil.
It's like a glug, right?
And yep. And a half a tablespoon
just
of...
Just guess it?
Yeah, perfect. And then more Old Bay seasoning. More salt and pepper.
Mm-hmm.
Am I the salt and pepper maestro? Yeah. Right. You go and toss it together.
Yeah.
So each one, we're just kind of building this. Okay, so this is done. Then we're just going to keep layering the flavors. Okay?
That's great.
Until it's done. It's going to be so good. Laura Linney and I are making southern roasted shrimp boil. How is it so far?
It's great.
It's okay, great.
I love the idea of layering it and cooking each thing individually and letting it all... And then do the flavors...
They all get
together. They do melt.
Yeah, they do melt.
Right.
But also, each thing is perfectly cooked that way. So,
well, that's what we
do perfectly cooked. Okay, so the potatoes are in the oven.
Okay.
I'm going to get them out.
All right.
And
do you need any help?
They should be like half cooked. Are you in charge of opening the door?
Yes, I am.
This is a two-person job.
Open sesame.
Oh, they smell great, don't they? Okay, so I'm going to just turn these over.
Okay.
And then what we're going to do is take all of the corn and just put it on top.
All right.
And then have this kielbasa. You have to taste this because it's actually incredible. It's a local kielbasa, and it's just got so much flavor. Of course, it's better hot, but it's still delicious. We're going to put that.
Oh,
isn't that great? I'm going to put that right on top.
Okay.
Okay, so this goes back in the oven.
Do we mush it up again, or we just leave it like that?
I think it's okay, just like that. How's that? Goes back in the oven. Potatoes are going to cook a little more with the corn and kielbasa. How's that? Okay, so the next thing is we're going to, in the same bowl, we're going to put shrimp, and it's shrimp in the shell. I love things that you have to eat with your hands. Okay, we're going to season it the same way we seasoned the other one.
Okay.
Okay, so olive oil.
Oh, yeah, that goes first.
Tablespoon and a half. And more Old Bay seasoning. Lots of salt and pepper. So you have a son who's, how old's Bennett?
He's eight.
He's eight. And
he's eight.
Do you cook with him?
We bake.
You bake?
We bake
good.
A lot. And I have, you know, scores of photos in my iPhoto of all the cakes I made.
I mean, you consider yourself not a great cook, but baking's harder than cooking.
For some
isn't
reason,
it?
And people say that to me, for some reason, baking doesn't scare
it's
me.
It's precise. Are you precise?
I can be.
Yeah, that's probably why.
I can't. Yeah. I like to follow instructions.
Yeah,
I think cooking is a little more interpretive.
Flour is flour.
Right.
And baking powder is baking powder. So there's less variation. I totally get that.
So it is simpler for me. And
what's Bennett's favorite baked product?
He loves a good cookie.
Yeah.
But he loves
too.
Red velvet cake.
Oh, very.
Really,
I mean, the
really
Southerner's in his jeans.
I think so.
That's really great.
I know.
Okay, I'm going to mix these up. I'm going in again.
Go in.
How's that?
Do it.
So one thing I'm curious about is how does Bennett see you? I mean, he knows your mom.
Yes.
But he sees you on a screen. Does he watch your movies?
He doesn't.
Oh, he doesn't?
He doesn't.
Does he not want to? Or
he's sort of not interested. You know, I made Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles for him, basically, when he was two, so that there'd be some movie he could watch and not be emotionally scarred as a child if he saw it.
I mean, you don't want him seeing Ozark, say?
No, I don't think it would be so good for him. So I did that movie, and he just won't watch it. So he knows I'm an actress, and I think he likes that.
Yeah.
I think he likes that I do that. He understands that I go away and I come back and I work
That people talk to you on the street.
Talk to me on the street.
Yeah.
And he's a little kid. He'll be like, "How does that person know you?" And you know, I just say I have a lot of friends. Mama has a lot of friends in Manhattan. A lot of friends, and everyone is really nice. I've got to say. Yeah. So,
well, one of these days he's going to realize you're Laura Linney.
I know.
I think it's going to be a shock.
Yeah. We'll see.
That's great. Okay, let's see how everything's doing.
All right.
Nothing like kielbasa to make something smell delicious. Okay, last layer of shrimp. You want to put the shrimp
on? Sure.
Careful, it's really hot. Perfect. And the shrimp goes on last because it cooks the fastest.
Right.
So,
do I need to spread those out? Or is
I think we'll just shake it. How's that?
There we go.
I just spread them out.
There
How'd
you,
I do?
You did perfectly. It looks like a photo from one of your books.
There we go. Okay, into the oven. And it's going to cook for about 15 minutes, just until the shrimp are cooked through.
This is easy.
Yeah? Are you going to make this
even
at home?
Even I can do this.
Yeah.
And impress my relatives.
It smells so good in here, you can't imagine.
No, and it's the combination of the ingredients
that
make
seafood.
It's not just one thing.
Yeah.
We can make a perfume.
Eau de boil. Eau de kielbasa. All the dogs in the neighborhood will be following around.
So Laura and I are finishing the Southern Roasted Shrimp Boil, right? It smells pretty good. What do you think?
All right, I
think it's ready. A few more finishing touches.
Let's see.
Okay, so there are two more things to do. One is it needs a little parsley, give it a little freshness, and some lemon.
Okay, now people have different techniques for cutting said parsley.
So you know what I do is I hold the stems, and I run my knife along this, all of them together. All of them together. Here, I just do that.
Oh, my goodness. Like a haircut.
Like a haircut.
Like, look at that.
Exactly. And then pull them together and chop them up.
And then chop them this way.
Yeah. You know, like samurai. The samurai.
Hi-ya! Hi-ya! See, this I can
do. Okay, and then what I'm going to do is I'm going to squeeze half a lemon on this, and then I'm just going to cut up the rest of it. And then people, you know that there's lemon in it, right?
We ready for this?
Right, go for it. Oh, brilliant. Parsley
well, thank
sparkling.
Thank you very much.
Exquisite. <There we go. laughs> And that's it.
Good. That's right fancy, and it's real easy.
It's real easy.
Look at that.
Should we try it?
Yes, please. Yes, please.
Okay. A little of everything in the bowl. The shrimp and the potatoes and corn. How bad can that be, right? Yeah. And a fork and a potato. It's even better out of directly out of the pan, right? How's that? Oh, I can't wait to try this. It's really spicy. Don't you like the way I start with the kielbasa?
I went right for the potato, so I put a whole potato in my mouth.
Isn't that good?
Oh, wow.
I'm dying to taste the corn because it's so good.
That's crazy good.
Isn't that good? I'm not having a terrible time.
Oh, come on now.
Cooking in the kitchen with Ina Garten.
Fantastic.
So we're going to finish all of this?
Yes.
So I understand you like to go antiquing like I do.
I do.
There's a really good antique store in Sag Harbor.
Oh, is there
Can
really?
I take it?
Oh, please.
Oh, good.
Oh, please.
Okay. I'm thinking nice top-down ride on a gorgeous day.
Yeah, that's a perfect
day. Are you available?
I'm available.
Oh, good.
Yes, I'll put you in my dance card.
Okay, here we go. You ready?
Yes, I am.
Where do you guys like to go on vacation?
You know, I have to learn the art of going on vacation.
Are you like me? I'm such a homebody.
I'm really bad
at
it. I hate
leaving the house.
And when I have time off, honestly, I want to stay home and, like, redo my sock drawer and, like, dust off the pots and pans that have been sitting and unused. And I just want to be home.
Do you use a tush toast?
Oh, always.
Okay.
Always, always.
It's beautiful, but it's a little chilly. What's your husband Mark like?
Mark is a full of joy.
Oh, how wonderful.
Bigger than life, passionate, fun extrovert.
Oh, how fabulous.
And he keeps me.
The perfect spouse.
Yeah, he's really wonderful. I'm very, very, very lucky. Well, here we are in Sag Harbor.
Sag Harbor actually was a whaling community in the 1800s. Wow. And so it was very, very wealthy.
Right.
And so the village, you'll see, I'll take you through the village, has really beautiful old houses.
Oh, wow.
So this is really the heart of Sag Harbor. People really keep the houses in the original form. Like, I love these two houses.
Wow, yeah, a whole salt box. Look at that.
Yeah.
It does feel colonial, doesn't it? A little.
Well, East Hampton dates back to 1640. Sag Harbor, I think, was incorporated in the 1700s.
And this an old factory?
It was a Bulova watch factory.
Was it really?
And they've made it into
beautiful
apartments.
Yeah.
And this is Cavaniola's, which is the best cheese shop around.
Wow.
And so this is the harbor. This is, you know, there's the North Fork and the South Fork, and in between is Sag Harbor. And it's a protected harbor, which is why the boats all come in here. So that's the wharf down there. And you just take a walk down there on the windmill down by the water
there
right
is.
There.
What a treat this is.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. And then I'm just going to take you through the main street in Sag Harbor. It's two blocks long.
Sweet.
And here's the American Hotel, which is a great bar scene. It's really fun.
Something about these main streets that do, like, they're the center of a community, and they create community.
Yeah.
You know, it's...
And there are, you know, restaurants that spill out onto the street.
Sure.
And this was the Sag Harbor Cinema. It is the Sag Harbor Cinema, and it actually burned down, and they saved the sign. My favorite is there's a Five and Dime store, still, amazingly.
I used to love
hardware stores.
Yeah, I love hardware stores.
Old Five and Dime stores.
So here's an old Five and Dime store that's still
stores.
There.
Look at that. Variety that store. That's what they're called.
A variety store. Shops. But I'm taking you to Sage Street Antiques now, which is, I've gotten like all my cutting boards. Yes. They have all kinds of stuff like that.
My.
Old, wonderful job. China and...
Oh, I can't wait.
And here we are. Sage Street Antiques.
Wow.
I love to collect glasses and just mix them on the table. Because I just think it's so much more interesting than having just exactly the same glass like your mother had.
Yeah.
Thick oval bunion plasters. That's hilarious. I think my mother had this bowl. If it's Steuben, my mother had this bowl. Isn't that funny? It is. Steuben bowl.
Isn't it fun when you find something that intersects with your own life that
yeah.
way?
Oh, matching ooh, set.
Ooh, ooh,
ooh. A purple.
I'm a sucker for a purple
amethyst.
Anything, particularly glass.
But look at that. Just it's a whole glass. Set. Look it's still together. I'm a sucker for a blue vase.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that gorgeous? I may have to put that in the cart.
It's in your cart.
Look at this. It's a sugar. Oh, it's a sugar shaker. Look at that. So you fill it and you shake it into your tea.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Everybody needs a sugar shaker.
Possible, possible.
Gotta be. Okay, we'll just take everything.
My grandmother had both.
She did?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, one more thing to do,
yes.
And then we'll come back and buy everything.
Okay, how's okay,
that?
Good. Okay, good.
Okay, come with me. What a day.
It's gorgeous.
Oh, so beautiful out. Isn't it great?
It's gorgeous. It's
okay, I have a pop quiz for you. Are you ready?
Okay.
Are you sure?
I'm nervous, but okay.
What's the movie you've seen the most?
Oh, The Sting.
The Sting. Isn't
yes.
that great?
I think I've seen it 10, 12 times.
I think mine is Love Actually.
Is it really?
What's one good. Food that makes you happy?
Pasta.
No, it's
any kind of pasta.
Mm-hmm. So what's the best job you've ever had?
So there are a lot that mean a great deal to me. The first Tales of the City, John Adams, Kinsey, Ozark, certainly. There, I have a whole...
There were great teams, weren't they?
Yes.
Yeah,
just
that's
wondered,
the best part.
And I just had so much fun.
Yeah.
You know, it's not even about how the movie ended up. It was the experience of making it and who I made it with.
What's the worst job you've ever had?
I was a waitress from 5 at night to 5 in the morning.
Ugh.
4 nights a week during the summers at a place called the Mad Hatter. Which was a bar on 2nd Avenue in the 70s, the Upper East Side, that was filled with a lot of corporate people would come in, a lot of corporate guys who were hungry and would get very drunk and nasty. And it was
and come on to you, I imagine, right?
Yeah, it was. I learned a lot.
learned how to protect yourself,
I did.
Right?
I did, that's true,
isn't
you do.
Isn't that great?
You learn.
What's your favorite present to ever?
I think it's friendship.
The best present of all.
Yeah,
isn't
I
it?
Think it is.
It's the thing that
you
means
know?
The most.
Yeah. I mean, I love things. I mean,
yeah.
clearly, we've just
yeah.
been through an antique shop. I love things. I do love that. And I love a gift that is, you know, unusual and terrific. But certainly the older I get, the more I enjoy time and experience,
and
you know,
you
with someone.
And you value that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do too.
Yeah.
So you knew James Lipton, so I'm going to take a question from his interview.
All right.
If heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive?
Oh, rehearsal starts in 10 minutes.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's not a dress rehearsal.
No, it's a rehearsal. Yeah.
I love spending the day with you.
I've had the best time.
So wonderful. It's such a treat.
I can't thank you enough.
Thank
I've
you.
Had the best time.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Now let's go shopping.
All right. Good. I had the best day. I just had the best day. And I feel like I've been on a vacation. I had great food, I went shopping, I had great conversation, and it's a day I'm never going to forget.
I've always loved Laura Linney's work. But what an incredible day. Talking to her, cooking with her, shopping with her. I love her even more now. What a great day. Thank you for listening to Be My Guest. I hope you enjoyed it. If you have a moment, I'd love to hear your comments on Apple Podcasts. I'll be back next week with new episodes wherever you get your podcasts. Hope you'll join us.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.